manifestations of Brahman. Brahman is one homogeneous mass of reality, but the manifestations of Brahman are manifold. Just as electricity is one while its expressions are manifold. The sun is one, its reflections manifold. Not knowing the unifying nature of Brahman, the ignorant masses relate to its multifarious expressions. They become involved in their differences, divide themselves into various factions, and suffer the bitterness and misery arising therefrom. The wise rise above differences, recognize the Brahman through its manifestations, see unity in the diversity, identify with the Supreme Being, and revel in its peace and bliss. Brahman is the substratum of the microcosm and macrocosm that constitute the world. It is the center around which both of them revolve. That Supreme Being resides in yourself within. Discover yourself. The entire world will merge into it. A highly evolved spiritual person finds the expression of divinity everywhere. He would go into raptures merely at the sight of a flower or fruit. William Wordsworth was in ecstasy when he beheld the daffodils, whereas a less developed one, not as spiritually evolved, would need something more striking, perhaps a glorious sunrise or sunset to inspire him. And the least developed, with hardly any spiritual insight, would react only to spectacular sights like the snow-capped Everest or the mighty Niagara Falls. Anything less would not stimulate the divinity in him. But then, there are unspiritual extremists who do not react even to spectacular, breathtaking expressions of nature. They remain grossly inhuman, blind to the splash of divinity lavished all over. Those are the persons who need miracles to excite them. Only such unnatural gimmicks would stir them from their spiritual slumber. These barren characters lack the fundamental spiritual trait of the human species. Everything in the world rests in your inner self. All perception, emotion, and thought proceed from the self. The world has no reality of its own. But people look upon it as real in itself. Make a wrong evaluation. Give it false attributes, which causes privation and pain, suffering and sorrow. They do not realize that the world has no status, substance, standing apart from the underlying reality. You may give the world as much status as you would a picture of your family. The picture is valued, loved, not for what it is worth, but because of your family that it represents. The picture has no value apart from the family. Likewise, the world is a picture of the reality. It has no inherent value without the reality. Learn to regard the world as you would the picture. Understand the reality alone exists. Recognize the reality in and through all your experiences in life. Regard all happenings as a grand theatrical performance, as Shakespeare has wisely advised. Thus must you view the world from the balcony of your inner self. Watch the procession of action and perception, emotion and thought go by. Do not allow yourself to become involved, enmeshed with them. stand apart. Be objective. Be a witness, sakshi. All goes well thereafter. No friction, no frustration in life. You attain enduring peace and bliss. The question remains, how does one extricate oneself from the worldly entanglement and identify with the self within? Here is a simple parable which suggests a practical way to go about. There was a king who ruled his state to perfection. The subjects adored him. He was advancing in age and had no heir to the throne. His ministers were concerned over the future of the state. They approached the king reverentially and laid the problem before him. The king resolved to nominate his heir. After reflecting over the matter, he decided to organize a grand exhibition with the finest exhibits from different parts of the world. In that exhibition, he would be somewhere incognito. The subjects of the state would all be invited to the exhibition. He who finds him out shall be the heir to the throne. This was the royal proclamation. The proclamation was publicized, the exhibition declared open, people thronged to it. Everybody searched for the disguised king. Soon their excitement and enthusiasm died away. They became involved in the variety of the fascinating displays and quite forgot the search. They lost the very purpose of the exhibition. In that aimless mob, one young man persisted with the search, determinedly pursued the goal, maintained consistency of his purpose, put forth all effort to discover the king, and remained detached from the attractions around. He searched every nook and corner, at last reached the furthest end of the exhibition. There he found a small neglected temple. It was a permanent structure in the vast exhibition grounds. Quite exhausted with the search, the young man sat at the entrance of the temple. He heard a prayer chanted by a priest inside. Ignoring the ritual, he promptly went in and examined the priest. And lo, there was the king disguised. The king commended the youth's determination and effort and crowned him the king of the state. So it is with Brahman. Brahman remains incognito in the world. People are lost in the phenomena of perception, emotion, and thought. Few care to search for the reality that lies beyond the fascinations of the world. People are lost in the pleasure of life. They have virtually abandoned the kingdom of bliss. The wise one, however, rises above all terrestrial attraction, searches and researches Brahman in the phenomenal world. That rare one finds Brahman, becomes Brahman.